USDA Rural Development official Lillian Salerno went on a three-state Midwest tour last week to highlight USDA investments that are helping expand business opportunities in the bioeconomy for rural communities.
The bioeconomy offers this economic driver that can help lift this part of the country. We're going to invest in the rural parts of this country because it's important to the national economy, especially since our food supply is so related. What we looked at when we went on these tours were just, is there anything that we can do that can serve these folks that are just putting their every piece of their energy into growing food and turning the waste product of these foods into sources of fuel, sources of power, renewable chemicals, and other value-add products.
Salerno visited companies in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota that have been investing in the future of the bioeconomy with the help of USDA programs.
When you create something new, how do people measure it? How do they know how much risk they're going to be comfortable with? There hasn't been tons of work done in this area to say, you know, if you get X percentage of a percent of this market, you will get revenues of X. We don't have a lot of that. So the venture capital people and the folks that would normally help out are timid about investing. And so part of what they need is this transitional investments, which that's where the government plays a role. And we can do guarantees and we can do some grants, but mostly loan guarantees to get people from great technologies now to commercial viability. And that's the space that we try to play with some of our loan programs here at USDA.
Salerno noted that the United States has the capacity to provide 1 billion tons of biomass per year by 2030, according to the billion-ton study done by the Department of Energy in 2011.
If we capitalize on that, the innovative manufacturing processes that come out, that this is a possibility of hundreds of thousands of jobs. It actually quotes 1.7 million estimate. And this is, of course, not just on the fields and the factories, but also across the entire supply chain. So when you talk about those kind of job numbers, and then you talk about the billions of dollars that could be generated, it's something that we need to all be paying attention to.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.